From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. Eliminating the Utah Office of Ethnic Affairs, closing liquor stores, releasing hundreds of inmates. These would be some of the consequences of several budget bills that were approved by the Utah House of Representatives Tuesday morning. They're a blueprint for how lawmakers plan to trim spending by 7% across the board for next year.
That makes no sense.
Democratic Representative Brian King was just one of many lawmakers who voiced serious concern with a series of four budget bills. He said closing liquor stores wouldn't save the state money. In fact, it would cause it to lose money.
I recognize this is just a starting point. I recognize we're going to be building back, but I don't think that it's wise to take as a base budget something that has such fundamental problems with it.
Republican Representative Eric Hutchings laid out the consequences when he presented the base budget proposal for Utah's criminal justice agencies, like the Department of Corrections.
We will be closing multiple housing units within the prison system. We will be releasing almost 850 inmates as of July 1st this year.
That drew this response from Representative Carl Wimmer, who argued that it's cowardly for lawmakers to simply slash every state agency's budget by 7% rather than pick specific programs to eliminate.
To think that we may be letting prisoners, criminals who have preyed upon society, out of prison when we have the opportunity to possibly cut or eliminate other programs that are very, very nice to have, but are not life-sustaining or mandatory, that has always disturbed me and continues to do so.
All four base budget bills were passed by the House of Representatives and will now be discussed in the Utah Senate. They're not final, however. Lawmakers will be fine-tuning the state's 2012 budget throughout the rest of the legislative session, meaning some cuts that were made now could be restored, while other areas could be cut even further. I'm Jeff Robinson, KCBW News.